Coroner's concerns over Essex asthma treatments. Essex coroner Sonia Hayes has raised serious concerns about the treatment of patients with asthma in the county following the tragic death of a young boy. William Gray died in 2021 following an asthma attack. Now Ms. Hayes has written to the government, ambulance services and NHS trusts to try and prevent future deaths from happening. The inquest into the death of 10-year-old William concluded in November 2023, but he died on May the 29th, 2021 from a cardiac arrest caused by respiratory arrest resulting from acute and severe asthma that was chronically very undercontrolled. He had previously suffered a nearly fatal asthma attack in October 2020, which he survived. Coroner Hayes concluded that there had been multiple failings by healthcare professionals to recognise and adequately treat his asthma, causing his death. She added that neglect by healthcare professionals contributed to the death. The coroner has since written to the Secretary of State for Health, the Association of Ambulance Chief Executives, the East of England Ambulance Service, Mid and South Essex NHS Foundation Trust, and the Asthma and Allergy Services at Essex Partnership University NHS Trust, in a Prevention of Future Deaths report, highlighting issues which she believes need to be addressed. In her report, the coroner told the Secretary of State for Health that she is concerned training for health professionals who care for children and young people with asthma is not mandatory, and mentions the concerns set out in NHS Health Education England's own report, which states the UK has some of the highest prevalence, emergency admission and death rates for childhood asthma in Europe. The report highlights that East of England NHS Ambulance Trust cannot intubate children under 12 years old and are entirely reliant on helicopter emergency medical services, a charity with limited resources working across a large county, arriving in sufficient time. The report also expressed concerns that the Trust's investigation into William's death did not scrutinise the previous ambulance attendants and missed several opportunities to understand the issues with the attendants on the night of his death. Coroner Hayes outlined a number of issues at Essex University Partnerships NHS Foundation Trust's Asthma and Allergy Children's and Young Persons Service. Her concerns included: the service remains under-resourced while attempting to expand. They did not introduce video calls during the pandemic when they could not offer face-to-face appointments, and there was no risk assessment on the impact of the service or audit of whether this was sufficient to manage the service. There was, and is still, no contingency plan in place should this issue arise again. The nurses at the service did not speak to William, although he was old enough to be involved in his care. William's mum, Christine Huey, said, "I'm hopeful that the bodies that received William's Prevention of Future Deaths report take notice and make real change. Trying to adjust to life without him has been horrendous. William's death was a preventable tragedy. I just don't want any other family to go through what we've been through." Julie Struthers of law firm Lee Day, that has represented William's family, said, "This wide-ranging report from the coroner reflects the extent and seriousness of the evidence heard at William's inquest about care for children with asthma. I hope that the recipients of the report properly consider the coroner's concerns so that effective improvements are made to prevent such a tragedy from ever happening again. In a written response to the coroner, Minister Andrew Stevenson, responsible for the education and training of the NHS workforce, offered his condolences to William's family and said the responsibility lies with employers to ensure staff are fully trained and emphasised the importance of asthma conditions in said training. He said, while not all curricula may necessarily highlight a specific condition, they all nevertheless emphasise the skills and approaches a healthcare practitioner must develop in order to ensure accurate and timely diagnosis and treatment plans for their patients, including for asthma. UK medical schools determine the content of their own curricula. The delivery of these undergraduate curricula have to meet the standards set by the General Medical Council, who then monitor and check to make sure that these standards are maintained. An East of England ambulance service spokesperson said, "Our heartfelt condolences and thoughts remain with William's family at this difficult time. We have provided a full response to the coroner, which outlines the steps we are taking in response to the concerns raised in relation to this tragic case. This includes significantly increasing the numbers of staff able to perform intubation, with an expansion of the number of advanced paramedics within the trust." A spokesperson for Essex Partnership University Trust said, "The death of a child is devastating, and our deepest sympathies remain with William's family following their loss. Since this tragic incident, our specialist community asthma services have been remodelled to enhance the care we provide, increasing staffing, expertise, patient contact and training for schools, GPs and paediatric staff." Diane Sarkar, Chief Nursing and Quality Officer for Mid and South Essex NHS Foundation Trust, said, "The death of any child is especially tragic, and our heartfelt condolences go out to William's family. We'd like to assure them that we are committed to learning from this terrible loss, and that since his death in 2021, we have brought in numerous changes to improve patient care as a direct result of learning from William's case."